When Alexander saw the breadth of his domain, he wept, for there were no more worlds to conquer.
Now, Alex Brown.
Alex Brown, you see him, number 96.
Nine-year NFL veteran.
This is how they win.
And Bear for Life.
Their defense does everything for them.
Joins Cap'n Jay Hood on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
What's up? Welcome in to the Cap'n Jay Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you here on this Bears Monday as the Bears, they lose to the Jets yesterday. We talked to our favorite Florida Gator as we turn now to Alex Brown, the great Alex Brown.
As we do the chop here for the Seminoles.
Right here on Chicago's home for sports. Alex, good morning.
Okay, it was up until about 5 seconds ago. Why you got to do that, Cap? Wow.
Because I love you.
Well, interesting way of showing your love.
That's not love, is it?
Not at all.
That's not even coming from me this time. That's from him. Hey, man. Well, we're glad that you spent some time here. First of all, your thoughts about Florida's defense against Florida State on Saturday. Go ahead. No, actually, we want to get
brutal.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Well, at least you're bowl eligible. I want to get your thoughts, Alex, about the Bears' defense. Let's start there first. Now, again, missing players, but anything in particular that you saw on the line that gave you solace from the game yesterday?
No, man. The way they run to the football, I do like that. There was one play, or a few plays, but one play in particular that we pointed out on our show, Cap and I and Briggs and Coach Juan said, they run to the football and they run hard. Now, they're not always doing their job as far as leverage on the football, but you got 5, 6, 7 guys in the picture when the tackle's being made, and that's where you start. Everybody has to run to the ball. Everybody has to go. Because if a fumble comes out, then you're able to recover that. You're able to get that takeaway. So that's one thing I do need. Gosh, it was really good to see a defensive lineman get a sack.
Yes.
Because we hadn't had that in over a month and a half. Yeah,
Armon Watts.
And that's, yeah, yep. Right. So number 96, come on. Yeah,
that's it. He was a 96.
Yeah, number 96. I mean, a 96 always shows up when you need him, you know?
It's true.
So, it was good to see that. But it's hard to evaluate when two of your better players and Gordon and Brisker's out and then Eddie Jackson goes down. It's just so hard. I mean, we're already, I think, at a disadvantage when we're talking about talent-wise on the defense. Sanborn continues to just show up on the film week in and week out. It's fun to see. It's good to watch. You got a bunch of young kids, and they're going to get better. So I think my take from probably what the rest of the year will be is watching these young guys grow. And just know that this is the bottom. We're not going to get worse than where we are. I don't think we can get worse. But I don't think we're going to get worse.
So let me ask you something. If you were running this team, would you tell Justin, if he said to you, Coach, I'm sore, everybody's sore at this time of year, and the doctor said he's not going to make it worse, we'll take care of the left shoulder in the offseason, would you shut him down right now? You're done. I'm not playing you the rest of the season.
Yeah, I would. I would. He's hurt. I mean, I'm not taking a chance on my franchise quarterback. No. Sit down. Currently, and as a general manager, I'd be sitting up there thinking to myself, like, well, I'm sitting in second position. Look what I did with what we had last year as far as draft capital. We're able to get some draft capital here and have that number two or number three pick. You never know where these quarterbacks in college, people are going to want to move up to get them. You could really build your football team in this draft with this decision. With Justin out there, you have a chance to win, for sure. When he's not out there, you're going to have to take about 5 weeks, 6 weeks of people just talking about you tanking the season. And I just don't want my quarterback to get hurt. That's it. Now, are we worse without him? Of course. But I'm not taking a chance on my quarterback getting injured even more. So, no, I'm not doing it. I would sit him down, and I'll have the conversation with him. Hey, just listen, young man. I'm going to go get you some help, okay? I'm going to go get you some help, and when we come back out in 2023, let's ride.
We can't use that. That's a Denver Broncos deal. Can't say let's ride.
Broncos country, let's ride.
Yeah, okay, Russell.
Can't use that. Alex okay. Brown with us here on Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000. Amongst your favorite Bears to watch, where is David Montgomery on that list?
Top three.
Fields is top one. Three. And where is Montgomery on there?
I'd say Montgomery and Brisker, they're right there. Mm-hmm. I love Brisker, man. I think he's a hell of a player. I think he's going to be a superstar. But Montgomery is just, he's going to give you 100, man. He's going to give you 100 every single day. Every time he touches the ball, when he's blocking, whatever he's doing on the football field, he's a football player. Is he the biggest? No. Is he the fastest? No. But he is super productive. You know, he reminds me of AP, Adrian Peterson. Every time he got a chance, AP would go and run for 100 yards. When he got the start, right, he would just go in and just play ball. That's it. Like, he just plays football. I love the kid. I love watching him. I think he's going to be a huge asset to someone if they pick him up. I've been saying it for, I don't know, since the trade deadline. I think he'd be a perfect fit for a team like Buffalo because they only have those little scat backs. They don't have that guy that can pick up that third and two without it being – that's not named Josh Allen. So I think he'd be a perfect fit there. But, yeah, I love watching him. If he ends up leaving the Bears and or not re-signing with the Bears, yeah, I'll miss him. I think he's a heck of a kid. You don't hear anything off the field with him. All he does is work. And early on in his career, he would come by Bears fit and just work. And he always talked about he wanted to pick my brain on how was Matt Forte, how was Thomas Jones, how was these older guys, and what made them so good. And they just worked and worked, and that's what he does. I think he's going to have a great career. Unfortunately, I don't think it's going to be with the Bears after this season.
So, AB, as you look at this team right now, the offensive line is a mess. But we remember the play we were looking at yesterday, and we froze the screen, and it was four wide receivers. Trevor Siemian actually had a decent pocket. Mm-hmm. Not one guy had an inch of separation. Not one.
No. So
where do you start here? Is it left tackle? Is it getting receivers? Is it a three technique so we can stop the runs? Is it a couple of ends so we can pressure the quarterback? I mean, there's a lot of holes, man.
Let's look at what's important to this football team and how you're going to win. You're going to win, or you have a chance to win, if one is standing tall. If he is there, if he's in the pocket and he's not being pressured or crushed in the pocket, then you have a chance. So, first of all, you got to protect him. I think you have to address that, or what you can address, in free agency. You have a lot of money, a lot of cap space, so go and address the offensive line. I really don't want rookies coming in and protecting my franchise quarterback. So I want to go get some veteran offensive linemen that are really good. Obviously, those guys don't come cheap, so you're going to have to spend some money. But, yeah, I would try to address that. What we can address in free agency, then I would absolutely address during the draft. As far as the offensive line, the defense, we're going to get that. But I need a big time receiver. I need a big time weapon offensively that Justin can go to when we really need it. That's somebody that's going to get open. That screenshot that you were talking about, nobody was open. It is very hard to play quarterback in the NFL already, but when your receivers don't get separation, and you don't have you have such a small window or small room for error. It is very hard to complete passes in the NFL. These corners are really good. They just knock the ball down, and here you find yourself in third and 10 after two plays. So it's really tough. But I'm adjusting offensive line first. The a playmaker on offense, and then I would look at the defense.
So, Alex, here's something we haven't asked you about. You know, as we sit here this morning, the Bears are 3-9, and you've been on some teams that were not winning or you knew you weren't going to go to the playoffs. So, through 12 games, what do you think some of the Bears are going through right now in which, you know, upstairs, the general manager and the ownership have a plan, but your plan as a player is to win? How are you able to reconcile that?
Oh, well, you go and do your job. I mean, you want to go win. That has nothing to do with you going out and doing your job. If you go out and win, so be it. I mean, when you're on a bad team, what you're thinking about as a player is, I want to be a part of the solution. When we become good. So in 2002, I think we won 4 games. We played all of them down at U of I. 2004, Lovey's first year, I think we won 4, maybe 5 games.
4. That was Camp Hamstring, right?
Yep.
Okay. So we won 4 games then. I want to be a part of the solution. When things do get good, and when they do get better, and they will, they'll get better, I want to be on this team. How do I show these coaches over the next 5 games, 6 games, that I am a part of that solution? And then you go play like it. Make sure you're doing your job, and make sure you're making the plays that you're required to make in certain situations. So you got to show up. I think Sam Byrne is doing his thing. I think he is showing up. He is one of those guys that you didn't think about prior to the season, and now he's becoming a guy that you're looking forward. Like, you know what? That guy right there is going to be on the team moving forward, like at least for next year, right? So next year, we have a guy, have a piece in place. And that's what the general manager is looking for. He's looking for those pieces to create his football team. Be a part of that. Be one of those pieces that he can rely on that's going to go out. No matter what the score is, no matter what the record is, you're going to go out and play your butt off. That's what you want.
By the way, you got Jack Sanborn, 15 tackles yesterday.
Sanborn, man. You know what? I like that he has all those tackles, but I think a lot of that comes from, well, the defense got to get off the field too. When you're allowing the offense to convert on third downs, we're going to have more opportunities to get those tackles. So, in one sense, yes, it's good that he is making those tackles. But on the other hand, I'd like for him to be better on third down, get off the field, make the plays that they need to make. So you don't have all those opportunities. But what you do is you give the ball back to the offense, and that's typically where you score your points.
But Sanborn, though, man,
Sanborn is the deal. I like him.
Oh, is that?
I do too.
Hey, I really think he's a lot better than that Georgia linebacker we had.
All right, you know what?
There's no
need for that. There's no need for that, man. All right.
No, I'm obviously kidding. I'm obviously kidding.
No, I understand, man. You had a tough season. I don't mind you taking your shots, man.
Hey, man, it's hard finding shots to take at the Georgia Bulldogs right now.
Hey, how y'all doing down there? 6-6. You guys, y'all good down there?
Yeah, we don't like it. We don't like it, but yeah, we're comfy down here right now.
Comfy.
What are you playing in the Tangerine Bowl this year? What do you get?
Hey, you know what? Whatever it is, we'll go play, and we have to eat our humble pie sometime. But we'll be back.
Sometime
we'll be back.
Sometime you can't.
Oh wow!
You can't lose a recruitment game like that one against Florida State. Sorry, can't do that. Gotta get better, man. Man, don't be the tail of the SEC. Be the head of the SEC.
Oh man, well we're definitely the tail. We lost to the Commodores. That don't even sound right.
We're
the tail.
And Lionel Richie didn't even suit up.
Wow.
All right, man.
Wow.
AB, I'll see you Sunday.
See you Sunday, buddy.
There he is. He's Alex Brown.
Our guy. I love that dude.
He's our guy. He's got no other choice but to have a smile on his face for his Florida State beat down Florida. Oh, well, it happens, right?
Boy, they suck, the Gators.
Yep. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. Coming up, we'll hear from Matt Eberflus and also hear from Trevor Siemian, the quarterback for the Bears yesterday. We'll go back to your phone calls. What do you do now with Justin Fields after that loss yesterday? Cap and J. Hood, mornings 7 to 10.
Cap and Jay Hood. Mornings.
ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
Here they come, screaming across the sky. It's lots and lots of jets and planes.
Ty Johnson in the game for the first time at running back. He angles out. Throw to the end zone. Garrett Wilson has a touchdown. What a start from Mike White and the Jets. Third down and goal here. Simeon over the middle. Threads it through. And Pringle pulls it away for the Bears touchdown. His first in a Bears uniform. And what a catch it was over DJ Reed.
I think you may have something here.
Probably not.
A deep drop lets the routes develop. One of his first downfield shots has Garrett Wilson. Makes the ball miss. Turns on the afterburners. He's gone. Touchdown, Jets. New York takes the lead.
That ass gets you white.
He'll be feeling good about what Mike White's done today. On third and four, he'll look to throw. In zone now. Ty Johnson this time steps out of the tackle into the secondary, stays on his feet and scores. 32-yard touchdown from Ty Johnson, his first one this year. Fourth down and five, Simeon throwing for the end zone. It's incomplete. A chance at an interception for Joyner, but they get the ball anyway. Simeon gets intercepted. C.J. Mosley, the captain.
He's already dead.
Yeah, 3-9 are the Chicago Bears. We do this Bears Monday here on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Greeny coming up at 10, followed by Carmen and Yurko at 12. Waddle and Sylvia at 2. Bleck and Abdallah at 6. Freddie and Fitzsimmons at 8. So all football, all Bears, all day right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000. 312-332-ESPN is our phone number. Did you watch the game? Did you listen to it? Cap and I want to get your thoughts on the 31-10 loss that the Bears had at the hands of the New York Jets, okay? The Jets win, and the Jets, give them credit, Cap, because this is why we talked to Courtney Cronin earlier about this, and if you missed it, go back to the ESPN Chicago app, go to the second hour, we can hear the conversation with Courtney Cronin there. Master, like, so compare the Jets to the Bears and what the Jets are doing. They don't have the quarterback situation right either. They have Mike White for right now, but it's about building draft capital. That's why they're 7-4 this morning.
They have 14 first-round picks. Again, Zach Wilson may end up being a bust. We don't know. They have 14 first-round picks. They have 5 second-round picks. That's 19 top-level guys on their roster. Who do we have? Justin. He didn't play. Alex Leatherwood. He was released. He was not ours. N'Keal Harry, another first-rounder that was basically kicked to the curb for a seventh round. Is there any other first-rounders left?
No, there's a reason why.
Riley Reiff go in the first round?
Don't recall.
Pulled him off the scrap heap. That's it. There's a reason that the Bears picked a lane. Okay. George, my name is Ryan Poles. I am going to blow this thing up. That's what they've done.
Yeah, and I think it's the right thing to do. I'm imagining Poles, if in the interview process, usually general managers lie, or those that want to be general managers lie. Yeah, I could be able to do something with this roster. Absolutely. We should be able to win here. Maybe there was some honesty from Poles right between the eyes of George McCaskey saying, yeah, we're going to reimagine this franchise. And if you want to be an offensive juggernaut, we have to be able to move some pieces here for us to build around Justin Fields. So I know this is going to be in the ether a lot this morning and for the rest of the season, but the notion that Justin Fields is not the guy for the Bears is nonsense. They're going to build around him.
No question about it. They're going to try and surround him with a left tackle that can actually block somebody. Like Orlando Brown, he's not going to come cheap. Can you get him away from Kansas City? Maybe. You're going to have to pay a fortune.
You just have to understand how difficult it is to try to find the guy. There's a few franchises, a few in the NFL, that still have not solidified who their guy is just as of yet. There might be a veteran placeholder. There might be some young quarterback that were spinning their wheels in Houston. They're not sure what they're going to go
Vegas.
There. Vegas, same thing. You don't know what it is.
Seattle.
Atlanta.
Right, Atlanta.
A number of spots where it's like, there's some guys. Seattle.
Carolina.
Yeah. But Cap, when you have a young quarterback, if you believe in his skill set, and you think that that's going to be the guy moving forward, you got to build around him.
You have to.
That's the only way this is going to work. You just don't throw the baby out with the bathwater because he had a bad season. Unless the guy is just the absolute craps.
Completely agree.
Right? That's well the only said. Way. I mean, you have no other choice. I mean, like, Justin Fields is going to be the guy. And if you don't like Justin Fields, it's too bad. Then turn in your blue and orange because he's going to be the guy.
And I believe he is the right guy. I've said that from day one. It's just going to take time.
I said last week, if Fields isn't healthy, he should not play. There's no mystery to that. The bad left shoulder, all of these conversations with Eberflus, with the press, trying to make it seem like, well, he could play. He's being evaluated. Stop. He's not going to play. He probably shouldn't play for the rest of the season.
Well, Eberflus also said, I don't know if we have that sound, but yeah, we were on the field with the medical staff and Ryan Poles. Like, Ryan's like, no, you're not playing. Yeah, do some light throwing and then we're going to rule you out. I mean, that was zero chance he was ever playing.
So here's the back and forth this yesterday morning. We're trying to figure out who's going to play. Fields wasn't going to play, but he was still up in the air. His name was still in the mix because Robert Saleh thought for sure that Fields could be playing.
We were preparing for Fields, and the only difference between Fields and the other two kids is the quarterback run game. So the whole, all the pregame stuff, nothing changed. It was, it didn't matter. Once Fields was out, we were playing a completely different game.
Hamina, Hamina, Hamina.
During pregame warm-up, you know, Trevor was out there, and I think it might have been before that. You had to ask him, but he ended up straining his oblique, you know. Obviously, when you're a passer, you know, that's obviously a big issue to throw the ball down the field. So he came in and got some medication, thought it was going to be okay. And then it ended up, as he went through pregame warm-up, okay, came back in. He felt like he was okay and ended up obviously performing very well. And Nate was ready to go the whole time. So Nate was made aware of that. He was ready to go at the same time, too. So that's where it is.
Do you know, I was asking the guys yesterday, I've never taken it. What does Toradol feel like? Alex said, you don't feel anything. He said, I had a back injury, but I'm not going to miss. He didn't miss a game. He's never. In what, 9 years? He said, you take that shot. He goes, I came in the locker room at halftime, still in pain, but it was dull. Mm-hmm. I said, give me another one. Another one? Took a second shot. He said, I literally, guys would bounce off me when I tackled them. Didn't feel a thing. He goes, it wore off in the middle of the plane flight home. Oh, God. Yeah. It's not pretty.
The question about Fields, was he close to playing yesterday?
We had him warm up a little bit, you know, prior to the, we called him inactive. But, you know, we'll see where it is. You know, we'll see where it is. You know, the medical staff didn't clear him to play today. You know, Justin didn't feel that way he could protect himself. You know, and perform the way he wanted to perform. You know, it's about mobility and strength, you know, in his left arm. And, you know, and we'll just take it day by day.
No. You're putting yourself in the trick bag by having this question asked every day. You want them to ask you every day, the press, about Justin Fields? Just shut him down. And if he's available in December, if that's when you want to play him, fine. But I just don't think it's prudent for him to play. I've taken Toradol, too, by the way, in pill form.
Oh, I didn't even know there was a pill form of it.
Yep.
So
when I had my injury in the winter.
Oh, yeah. When love you dearly. When you were a dumbass shoveling like 8 neighbors' houses. I think I hurt my back on the last house I was shoveling. I'm like, what are you doing? I'll come over and help you. I'll hire somebody. Whatever. Don't throw your back. Guy was on his back doing the show.
Like Larry Bird toward the end.
You FaceTimed with us. I'll never forget it. Danny and I are looking at it. You're laying on the ground doing the show from home because your back was locked up. Don't ever do that again.
Just trying to be neighborly.
I understand.
I have a lot of elderly in my neighborhood.
Yes.
Someone's got to be able to help the people out.
You were hurting. That was scary.
What? But I was still a gamer, still in there. Bam!
Laying on his back. We hear him set the microphone down on the ground.
Yes.
He's a football guy, man.
Wow.
But I was a gamer, Cap.
That's a real radio rat, honestly. That's incredible.
Pretty amazing.
The commitment to the craft.
That's it.
From Jonathan Hood.
That's it.
A lot of pain.
Yes, he was in agony.
Bad. But you know what? Toradol helped.
Wow.
it helps.
Now it sounds like we're doing a commercial.
Well, I'm just saying. I was able to put that, throw that football through the tire, Charlie, after
Thanks,
that.
Thanks, tore it all.
Yes. I repeatedly threw that football through the tire after my back issue.
Honey, here's your Midol. Give me my Toradol. Wow.
312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We'll get back to your phone calls. What to do now with Justin Fields? If we see you on hold, we're going to get to your phone calls. Your thoughts. Bears lose again. Now what? Next.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and J-Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Glad you're in with us today on this Bears Monday. I try to remind you that you could always check out the ESPN Chicago app, and that's where you can find Peggy and Dion. They'll figure it out. That's what their slogan is. They'll figure it out. Peggy and Dion airs every Saturday, but check them out on the ESPN Chicago app. We're talking to you about the Bears. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Cap and I have talked a lot about Justin Fields and whether or not he should play for the rest of the season. Keyshawn Johnson from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, mornings 5 to 7 right before we come on, said this.
Time is running out to make that decision. It's gonna make the decision for itself, because if he sits again and then all of a sudden you're out of it completely, you might want to rest him up. If he was able to go against the Jets, I would have played him. Now you keep going week to week in this situation. He's not ready to play. You don't play him. You might as well just sit him down, because he's really not. I mean, I love for him to get the reps, but the season's almost over with.
What do you think of Keyshawn?
I agree with him. Now, again, the meatball in me would like to see the Bears play at home against the Packers, and I don't care who they play at quarterback, beat their ass. Beat them. And have Justin play well, and then go, tweaked it right at the end, we're shutting you down. But the smart, prudent thing is to say, that's it, you're done. We've seen all we need to see. We don't need any more pitches on the arm. Your shoulder is got to have whatever done to it, or let it heal. You're done.
I know that you look at this season, Cap, and says, well, this is a wrap because you're looking forward to the number two pick in the draft. But I'll say this. Based on what I saw last night with the Packers on Sunday Night Football, now Jordan Love looked comfortable out there. Now, last time we saw him, didn't we see him in preseason look horrible?
Correct.
Okay, and we thought, boy, this guy doesn't have a clue. You see him out there yesterday, and whatever you think of what the Eagles are doing defensively, still, Jordan Love had to get the ball down the field. And late in the game, I thought, that's the best we've seen from Jordan Love after sitting on ice for 3 years, came out there and got the Packers within a score.
Correct. Now, you sit for 3 years, you should have a fairly comfortable grasp of the system, I would think. And the Eagles are playing a much different style of defense at that point.
Sure.
Trying to shut you down, but not hell-bent on getting you on the field, on your butt. They're trying to just lay back, just make them use their dink and dunk down. And then Christian Watson just burned them.
Now, if the Packers beat the Bears with Jordan Love as a quarterback, you're not going to be happy. You say what you want about this season, but yet another Packer quarterback beating the Bears, and it's not Rodgers or Favre, you won't be happy Monday. I'm just telling you.
Well, if he comes in here and he lights us up for 335 and four scores and Justin plays and we look terrible, no, I won't be happy. If Justin sits, it is what it is. Enjoy your last victory, because we're going to beat your ass coming around the corner.
Still the Packers, though.
It is. That's why I said the meatball in me wants Justin to play. I don't care if it's Aaron, Jordan Love, or Matt LaFleur at quarterback. Beat him.
Okay.
I want to wear my shirt that says, take that, Green Bay.
You got to keep that in the trunk for a while, pal.
I might. I might.
Who knows what this game's going to be on Sunday. All I'm telling you is that Jordan Love was not embarrassing for what I saw out there.
He was not.
And by the way, how about this, Shay? Yet another quarterback that can utilize his legs when he needs to. running out of the pocket. I'm not saying that he's Lamar Jackson or Justin Fields. I'm saying that he has that in his arsenal.
It's a new generation, man. Remember 20 years ago, if you weren't in a phone booth, you were not going to be a quarterback in the NFL. Now everybody's got to move.
The Eddie from the North Side quarterbacks.
Did you see the line, by the way, on the game?
No. Do you have it? Have an early line?
Yeah. What do you think it is?
It should be off the board, because Rodgers...
It is not. You can bet it.
I'm just saying, it should be, because we don't know what Rodgers is. But
correct.
Say Rodgers with cracked ribs and a broken thumb, still that should be Green Bay minus four.
Green Bay minus 2.5. 2.5, and the total is 44.
Where do you think the public money will go with this? And how soon will that be? Thursday?
I think you're going to see a pretty even split here. I don't think you're going to... Like yesterday, when the Bears put out that Peterman was starting, people literally... There's a huge ESPN article, ESPN.com article, that people started flooding the Vegas sports books and the PointsBet, DraftKings, FanDuel, all those sites. 89% of the money is coming in on the Jets, pounding the Jets.
Sure.
One guy walked in and bet $330,000. Jets, minus 7.5.
Jeez.
Yeah. And then when Simeon started, they started demanding refunds. No. The team, it wasn't like speculation. The team tweeted Peterman starting. That's why we bet it.
I would have put that money on the Jets anyway.
Correct.
I got our starting quarterback with a half a wing out there if he started.
His last start, he lost to the Bears when he was the Buffalo quarterback. Josh Allen was injured. Bears with Nagy. Remember that? 41-9 they beat him.
Well, I would have bet the Jets anyway. I didn't bet the game, but I'm saying, even with Fields not 100%, I would have bet the Jets anyway.
Most people did, Hoodie. It opened minus 5.5 for the Jets, went to 4.5.
4.5 early in the week.
It went to 4.5 when they got news about Mike White originally. Then the Fields news got worse and worse, ended 7.5.
Let me ask you, Shay, do you like that line, the early line on the Packers?
I wouldn't touch it. There's too many unknowns. Well, I think the plus 2.5 tells you that they believe Fields is going to play. Currently, as it stands this morning, Aaron Rodgers has said if the medical team clears him, he will play. So if he doesn't, I imagine the Bears end up a short favorite, and that's where I think you have to be quick if you're going to bet this. You have to get the Schefter notification and hammer 2.5 before it gets
pulled. What was the over-under on Packer wins this year?
10.5. I think I was on the under.
Wow.
Nice.
10.5. The Bears were 6.5. That was free money.
Look, we're not on ESPN Milwaukee, but I will just tell you that I'm sure the talk up there probably is you're 4-8, shut down Aaron. Same thing we're talking about with Justin Fields. I don't expect Aaron to play Sunday. What's he playing for? Are they in the hunt or out of the hunt?
They're in the hunt.
That's the talk nationally, too. KJM, before us, 5-7, said the same thing.
Don't you also want to see what you might have in Jordan Love?
I think so.
I mean, it seems like this is a problem that solves itself for Green Bay.
But if you're still in the hunt and you're paying that guy $50 million to be your quarterback and he says to you, I am playing, you can't bench him.
You saw him out there.
He was hurting.
He's in bad shape.
But it's not like when
they're 4-8 too. I don't know if that's in the hunt.
But you can't. I've never taken it, but you can't shoot him up on the sideline and go get back in there. It takes time for that stuff.
Thanks,
to
Toradol.
Rick.
I'm
Jonathan Hood.
It's the same
Have
situation.
You shoveled your neighbor's driveway.
Yes.
Have you ever had your back seize up? Take Toradol.
I never shoveled my neighbor's driveway, but I've wanted to several times.
You did the sidewalk.
Oh, yes, indeed. Indeed, I did the sidewalks, right? Nonetheless.
Not your smartest move. Kind.
Why is it? Why are you saying it's dumb? I'm trying to help people. Now it's dumb to help people?
I didn't say that. I said it was dumb for you.
To help.
To do that.
Help people. I didn't know that was going to happen. I'm trying to help Toradol.
I'm back on my feet.
Felt good.
I called you shoveling and said, do not start shoveling. I'll get you a plow service. I'll get somebody. Do not. Your back will go out. Cap, this is Michelle. Hey, Michelle, how are you? Jonathan's back went out. He's going to have to do the show from home. he's on his back on the floor. What? Yeah. Saw that coming.
I'm helping people. What are you going to do about it?
They and them pick you up off the floor and get you in here?
They're elderly.
Wow.
But you know what? I made a triumphant return. Did I not?
A month later.
Not a month. I was good after a week.
That's Danny.
No, I was not gone for a month. Don't do that.
3.5 weeks.
No, that wasn't that long. So the back issue was a week. The other two was just getting away from you. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We'll get back to your phone calls on the Bears. Also, the Cap and J-Hood cut of the day. But first, Danny's going to put money in your pocket in 1 minute right here on ESPN 1000.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and J-Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap J. Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Captain J. Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Thanks to our guy, three-time NBA champion Stacey King, for bringing us some of that hot sauce. Stacey King's Give Me the Hot Sauce, Cap. About that,
Spencer. About that.
He was on the podcast with he and
Mark Schanowski,
and had some fun. So we're going to split this hot sauce together.
About that. I was listening to the game while I was in Florida. Mm-hmm. Mark did a really nice job on the play-by-play.
Yes. He's also the voice of the Windy City Bulls.
Yes, he is. Ski man.
So, yeah, we're going to split this hot
Look
sauce
at
here.
That.
Some good. Some King's Q. Some St. Pat's Verde.
Love it.
So this is great. Thank you, Stacy, for sending that out. They're on the circus trip, the Bulls, right now.
That's it.
Oh, God. We'll get into them tomorrow.
Yeah, they got Utah.
You were not happy, and I was not happy also with the loss against Oklahoma City. So we'll get into that.
That was bad.
Bad performance. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. I'm gonna give this to you, Cap. You put it in your bag. Don't forget that's in your bag.
Correct.
Because you know you'll slam your bag. Mindy, I'm home. Bam! It'll be all over your bag.
Yeah. What is that smell? Oh, there's hot sauce was in my bag. Damn it.
The dogs look really sick right now.
Yeah.
I think they got into it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Davenport, Iowa.
Why
listening.
Are you panting, Sparky?
On the ESPN Chicago app. Here's Sammy. Austin on ESPN 1000. All right, Austin.
Hey, fellas. Good talking to you again. Hope you had a great holiday. Always love your show. Great show today.
Appreciate you.
Same to you.
Heck yeah. We cannot underestimate. I know we know where the team is. We know what it is. I hate the losing just as much as the next guy and you guys. We hate talking about the future, but moving to the number two pick from number three with Carolina winning with the potential assets is unbelievable. And I think if we hold steady and just let Fields ride this out, and I do want to beat Green Bay too, Cap. But man, that would be awesome because we always want to beat those guys. But if we fall back into that number three slot and win again, that could cost us some potential assets, and that's what we have to cheer for now because we know what's on the field, unfortunately. Love you guys. Have a great day, and love you guys.
Appreciate Bye-bye. You. Have a great day.
Thank you, my friend. Adam is in Pontiac, Michigan, listening on the ESPN Chicago app. All right, Adam.
Yeah, hey, I want to talk about that second overall pick, too. I was wondering, we got a chance to get two insane defensive linemen, Will Anderson out of Alabama and Jalen Carter out of Georgia. Would you like to see us address that terrible defensive line, or would you like to see us trade back and go get a pretty good offensive lineman or two in that first round?
Are we talking about the draft now? We're not even into December yet.
Correct.
I saw coming into our show this morning, I was looking at the draft. I wasn't going to bring it up this morning, and I'm not going to bring it up now. I'll just say that it all depends on how close you think you are. Now, Cap and I have already laid out the holes on this depth chart. So what you can address anything and be able to hit a bullseye. All depends on the production you get from the draft pick or the free agent. Right? Or am I wrong about that?
You're right. You're 100% right. If you're sitting at two, let's assume that's where they finish,
yeah.
At number two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I'm convinced Justin's the guy, I am, you are,
mm-hmm.
If Ryan Poles is, and Eberflus is, phone's open. Call me if you want
sure.
C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young or Will Levis or whoever the guy is, and somebody will rocket up draft boards like Mitch did. Doesn't mean they're the right pick, but someone will rocket up the board. Oh, they had a great combine, and they were wonderful on their Wonderlic test, and they had great interviews, and their references are great. Give me a call, because it took swapping picks and two more number ones to get Trey Lance. He hasn't done anything.
Right.
Okay. You want to give me two number ones and swap and keep me in the top 10? Let's talk.
Sure.
Oh, Detroit, you need a quarterback? We were talking about this with Shea at the meeting. Detroit needs a quarterback desperately. You guys want to come up to two? You're picking two in the top 10, like 4 and 8?
Yeah.
I'll take them both.
You're open for business.
Let's go.
When you're in this scenario because you have a lot to give.
Correct. Now all of a sudden I got two really good players instead of one.
Detroit's 3-13 right
okay,
now.
Okay, 3-13. Mm. That's not their record. That's their picks. Let's talk. I need you to throw in a second round pick too. Otherwise, I'm moving it somewhere. All right, here you go.
Yeah.
And I want David G.D. Putney just because I feel like it.
Time now for the.
I need a punt returner.
Captain J. Hood cut of the day.
Yo. Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh.
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
It relates to a phallic object.
Yes.
He needs to just stop. Just, why? Why do that? To some Twitter egg?
Are you looking in the mirror when you say that, or?
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport. So, whatever.
Cut it. It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
That's the Cap'n J. Hood Cut of the Day brought to you by
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, David Flom, Matt Moore. They have cooked up the city's greatest dining experience. Try the lobster escargot, and the mint Oreo ice cream pie for dessert is insanity. It's tremendous.
Now, on tomorrow's show, we'll start to rev up on Meat and Cheese Week, the Bears and the Packers.
That's it. Two lousy football teams.
Also, What's tonight? Bulls-Jazz tonight?
Bulls-Jazz tonight, 8 o'clock tip on NBC Sports Chicago.
So you and I will just stay up and watch that and review that. That's a good Utah Jazz team. Watch the Jazz, and you'll text me and you'll say, Hoodie, that's a different Jazz outfit. Never seen them look like that before.
Right.
Up and down the floor.
And they traded away, what's the big guy's name? Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
And Donovan Mitchell. Supposedly they're tanking. Actually, they're really good.
Our thanks to you for listening and calling and twitching. Thank you, Shay. Thank you, Charlie. For David Kaplan, I'm Jonathan Hood. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 7. So long, everybody.
Take that.